Praise the Lord. Good. Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, my wonderful brothers and sisters and friends in the Lord. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. A Remnant Ministries prayer first, and I am Pastor Margaret Lee, welcoming you this morning to our show. I thank the Lord for you. I pray that you had a marvelous weekend and a blessed service on yesterday. God is truly good. And to my friends, my wonderful friends, Rosh Hashanah, may you be inscribed and sealed to a good year. Hallelujah. Happy New Year to you. God bless you all. Well, we'll do as we always do, and we'll get into the scripture and from the scripture to the word and just see how we're going to flow with our Father this morning. We will always expect to be encouraged, and we will be through the word. And as he lead us in prayer, it will be sealed. Our scriptures for this morning will be 2 Chronicles 7:14, Psalms 1:1-4, Proverbs 2, and the 4th chapter, and we'll end with Jeremiah 29:11-14. And as I said, 2 Chronicles, a very familiar scripture, words from the holy and sacred scriptures of the living God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. Praise the Lord God Almighty. First Psalm 1:1-4. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Glory. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. My God. See the contrast. Proverbs 2 and 4. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, let's just take it on, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Glory be to God. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckle to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shall thou understand righteousness and judgment and equality, yea, every good path. Glory to God. If you seek her as silver and searches for her as hid treasures, glory to God. It just goes by so fast. Now, Jeremiah 29:11-14. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. So
of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall he call upon me, and he shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And he shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place hence I caused you to be carried away captive. That will preach. And that's a powerful word and promises for the children of Israel and for his children today. We thank the Lord for his awesome word. Word is quick and it is alive. And he will allow us to be in his presence. We seek the presence of the Almighty God. In his presence, there's fullness of joy, there's strength in the presence of the Almighty God. Glory be to you. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, for your mercy, your grace, your love, and your kindness towards us. You are out of the very breath that we breathe. You are the giver and the receiver of glory of life. It is you and you alone created the heavens and the earth. You and you alone breathed into man, and man became glory to God, a living soul. Almighty God, we give you glory. We bless your name. When we sinned against you, you sent your Son that whosoever believes will not perish, but will have everlasting life. You restored us back, made a way that we could come back to you. Glory be to your name. That we could pray, that we could send petitions. Almighty God, glory, how awesome you are, how kind you are, how your thoughts towards us are good thoughts. Oh, Father, this displayed throughout your creation. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, glory be to your name. How awesome you are. You are the only true and living God. Besides you, there is no other. Oh, God, hallelujah. You made man and formed man in your image and in your likeness. Ah, you said, let us make man. Ah, and you did. Ah, glory be to your name, holy God. Oh, righteous God. Your name is holy. Oh, altogether lovely. Majesty on high, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Hallelujah. 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 You are the creator of the beginning. Ah, and you, master, you are the finisher. Rema seko. Hallelujah. You set the boundaries. You set the border. Ah, God, how awesome, how great you are. There's none that can compare. And you loved us so that you wouldn't allow us to be robots. You gave us choices, oh God. You gave us choices. Yet you encourage us to make holy choices, righteous choices, to love you. And you made a pathway. Right back to you. You made a pathway. Oh, to you. And we say thank you this morning. We thank you for this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice. And we will be glad in it. You ordained this day. You ordained this time. You ordained this season. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, you did. You knew who would be on this earth and everything we need, you have provided for us. Great God. And nothing is too hard for you. Some need healing. Some need encouragement. Some need deliverance. Some need to just be held. Some don't even know what they want. Some have so much material gain. But yet, there is something and they don't know what. But you are the answer. Have I circled, oh God? Oh, God, breathe on them. Touch their heart. Let them know that you are their satisfier. Oh, some are mourning this morning. Some need comforting. So we thank you for comforting. Some, God, I need rescue. So we ask that you send help from the sanctuary and rescue. You are God, and you're so God that you can handle any and everything. Oh, God, and nothing is too hard for you. You ask, Father Abraham, Abraham, is there anything too hard for me? The answer is still no, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you. So this morning, we're trusting you. We're leaning on you. We're depending on you. And we're thanking you for this day. And for that we need, we thank you for the manifestation of it. Now, Father, before our government, we know that it is you who put down one and you set up another. We know that the very heart of the king, his heart, her heart of the queen is in your hand. And you tour to and fro. Hallelujah. We thank you for allowing them to know that they're just men and they're to do your bidding. We pray that you give each one in leadership over the nations, over the cities, over the counties, over the states, humble their heart. They may know the very breath that they breathe does not belong to them. It's by you. And they will be required for every deed that's done. Give them a reverence for you, Almighty God. Step in the mind of the most powerful one. And allow them to never forget that it is you who have given them and granted them for the will of a nation to do the right thing, that we may live in peace. Speak to them, even those who are seeking you even the more. May they find you and have wisdom and understanding. Presidents of companies, give them compassion, give them wisdom, give them a care for those who are under them. We pray this and we're praying in Jesus' name. Father, maybe they never forget. Just like they're up,
It's a down. Almighty God. We pray for the doctors this morning, the surgeons, the technicians, the nurses. Pray that they have compassion, but they never forget that they're just men and they can only go for so far. But give them a heart of compassion, open their minds that they may make proper diagnosis, perform surgery well. Give them peace in their lives and the cares of their heart perfect. Almighty God, lawyers, may they never forget that they're representing your children, your souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May they do justly and respect their clients. Those who are in control are over seniors and senior citizens and the service rendered to seniors. Father God, and those who are disabled, everyone, give them a heart of compassion. All those who are not fit for this service, we ask that you remove them and replace them in jobs that they are more compatible for. Give those who are serving your service, your seniors, a heart of compassion, patience, and love. Perfect the things that concern them, that they may be at peace and give their best, for they too will have to answer. Let them not just be about the money, but about the proper loving care for human beings. Let them not take the humanness away from the people that they have been assigned to care for. Almighty God, we need love and we need compassion. Oh, may we all work today as if we're working unto you and as if you're visiting us on our jobs and we're working and you're seeing us operate. Oh, God, in integrity, our character, we're mindful of, and we're wanting you to see that we're doing what you say do, walking accordingly, and showing the world what it's like to be loved by the Almighty God, and to be obedient to you. You said, Jesus, you said, well, if we love you, that we will keep your commandments. Oh, let us be a light today. Let us be a love light today. Oh, we bless you. We thank you. We ask that you grant traveling mercy on the highways, the airways, the sea, the rivers. Oh, bless those first responders. We ask that we speak to the hurricane and say, cease. Peace be still in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Protect your people who is predicted that they're in harm's way. Heal and protect your people. We pray for these humanity. We ask that you send help from the sanctuary and cover the four sides of these United States. We cannot protect ourselves. Only you can. We ask that you cover us from the top to the bottom in Jesus' name. We ask that you walk tall in these United States. We welcome you, Father. We want you. And we repent for our participation in disobeying you and allowing the breach to come. Holy God, we thank you for ordering our steps, giving us peace of mind, joy unspeakable, and full of hope. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you that you're encouraging heart, that you're rescuing, and that you are filtrating, cannot be filtered. Father, we just give it all to you. Joy, joy, joy. We thank you for joy, 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 unspeakable joy. Joy. We lean not to our own understanding, in all our ways we'll acknowledge you. And we know that you direct our path. And we thank you for it, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you. We love you so, because you first loved us. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. William, they wonder why I use the word Jesus, name Jesus. And then I'll say Yeshua. I'll just say this real quick. One day I was sitting and I was thinking, came to me, what was the name that the angels told Joseph to name, as we call him, Jesus? The English language, from my understanding, didn't come about until 409. And I don't want to get into the debate. I'm just sharing what I experienced. Then I realized the J wasn't there. And I did some other studying. And so I was comfortable with understanding that his name is Yeshua. And I'm very funny about my name. My name is Margaret, and people have tried to call me Peggy. I don't answer to Peggy. I answer to Margaret. And since Jesus told his disciples in my name, and it just said, what was the name? And what I got was Yeshua. And this is my own personal, I prefer to call him Yeshua. But because I know that most of us are familiar and call him Jesus, and I have called him Jesus, and he has answered me. He has healed me when cancer and so much trouble have come my way. Only name I knew was Jesus, and he honored that, and he answered me, and I am eternally grateful. But if I find a nugget, I'd like to share it. But the main reason I wanted to do that, I wanted to let you know why I say Yeshua. And when he speaks to you, and if he clarified with you, then that's a wonderful testimony that you have, that God took me to a place, and he said this to me, and he said that to me. There's nothing like it. I'm always asked, why you don't answer questions? Why you don't tell people where to go for scripture? What, you know, God speak to us when we seek him with all our heart. We can get someone to give us the basics, but when we go in our quiet place and seek him, picking up his word, studying his word, searching the scripture, and he, that light come on and you know that it was him, that strengthens your trust, your faith, that strengthens your personal relationship with her, with the Almighty God. He loves you. He will speak to you. He will lead you and guide you and give you your directives. Oh, yes, he will. Ramasehu. If he made the mouth, if he made the tongue to speak, you, and he made ears, you mean to tell me the creator cannot speak to his creation? Oh, yes, he can. And I am telling you what I know. When people have tried to discourage, you take that as a step, because that's what I had to do. When people tried to discourage me, when people, this was it,
It's gone. We have mission accomplished. Not so. Thinking about Ezekiel. The father said to Ezekiel, Ezekiel, can these bones live? He said, you know, Lord. He said, prophesy. And he did to the wind. And you to the four winds. You know, so God, what God said, it is so. What he said is alive, it is so. I don't care what it looked like. If God gave you something to do, if he has encouraged your heart and you think that it's all gone, it's too late, not so. Are you breathing? It is never too late. Seek God. Things may change, time may change, season may change. But if he gave it to you, seek him with all your heart. Ask him to help you, give you your direction. One little step will make another step and another step. God will do. You can trust him. Ask him to open your eyes, let you see. Your ears, let you hear. And remove doubt and fear and see what God will do for you. It's important. You're special. Each one of us. Don't try to be like this person or that person. Be the wonderful, you marvelous, unique person God has put on this earth. You are special. You're marvelously made. Your voice is to be heard in this season. Let it be heard. Ah, glory. God called it into existence in this season. Let yourself be seen. Let yourself be heard. Under the power and authority of God, not on your own, but under the power and the authority of God himself, he will direct your path. And you will hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. It's been such a wonderful time. It seems so short. And I do pray that something has been said that will encourage your heart and that you will tune in again to join us. And when I'm really perfected this, we'll do the tune in and we'll be able to talk and share thought. I really look forward to it. I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your prayers. Pray for me as I continue in this work and other works that God has given me. And I will surely pray for you. God bless you. Stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Remember, Jesus loves. And say that, Jesus loves me. Put your hand on your heart. God loves thee. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Go in peace. Love you.